And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 19th of December, 2011. It's the birthday of Italo Svevo, born on this day in Trieste, Italy, 1861. Bank clerk, wanted to improve his English, hired a tutor, who turned out to be James Joyce, who came to believe that Svevo was a genius, encouraged him to write, and Svevo wrote the book for which he's known, Confessions of Zeno, a memoir of a man undergoing psychoanalysis, considered one of the great Italian novels of the 20th century. It's the birthday of Eleanor Hodgman Porter, Littleton, New Hampshire, 1868, a popular writer whose most popular book was Pollyanna, 1913, young girl who looks for the good in even the darkest day and the worst hardships. And within a decade, the word Pollyanna entered the lexicon. Miss Porter said, "People have thought that Pollyanna chirped that she was glad at everything. I have never believed that we ought to deny discomfort and pain and evil. I have merely thought that it is far better to greet the unknown with a cheer." It was on this day, 1732, Benjamin Franklin began publishing Poor Richard's Almanac, a hodgepodge of weather reports and historical tidbits, poems and adages such as "fish and visitors stink in 3 days" and "three may keep a secret if two of them are dead." He published the almanac for a quarter century. It sold up to 10,000 copies a year in the colonies. It made Franklin rich and famous. The almanac in which he said, "God helps them that help themselves." Here's a poem for today by Mary Jo Salter, entitled Advent. "Wind whistling as it does in winter, and I think nothing of it until it snaps a shutter off her bedroom window, spins it over the roof and down to crash on the deck in back, like something out of Oz. We look up stunned, then glad to be safe, and have a story, characters in a fable we only half believe. Look, in my surprise, I somehow split a wall, the last one in the house we're making of gingerbread. We'll have to improvise, prop the two halves forward like an open double door, and with a tube of icing cement them to the floor. 5 days until Christmas, and the house cannot be closed. When she peers into the cold interior we've exposed, she half expects to find three magi in the manger, a mother and her child. She half expects to read on tablets of gingerbread a line or two of scripture, as she has every morning inside a dated shutter on her Advent calendar. She takes it from the mantle and coaxes one fingertip under the perforation as if her future hinges on not tearing off the flap under which a thumbnail picture by Raphael or Giorgione, Hans Memling, or David of apses, niches, archways, cradles, a smaller scene of a mother and her child, of the lidded jewel box of Mary's downcast eyes. Flee into Egypt, cries the angel of the Lord to Joseph in a dream, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. While she works to tile the roof with shingled peppermints, I wash my sugared hands and step out to the deck to lug the shutter in. A page torn from a book, still blank for the two of us, a mother and her child." A poem by Mary Jo Salter, Advent, from her collection Open Shutters, published by Alfred A. Knopf, used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by Hyperion Books, publisher of Jacqueline Kennedy, Historic Conversations on Life with John F. Kennedy, the 1964 interviews in a book with CDs with a foreword by Caroline Kennedy. Produced by Kathy Roach, written by Priscilla Kinter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.